Yo, what up? Blessed Sunday to each and every single one of you. So today is going to be another spontaneous podcast. Now, why do I say spontaneous? If you recall, 2 weeks ago, I did a podcast which was labeled Learn to Pivot. It was also accompanied by a blog post, which you can find on my official website, poshmagoshgroup.co.za/kinoisaac, where the blog post goes into also speak about learning to or written about learning to pivot, and it's about being spontaneous in your day-to-day routine. So in this instant, another example, 2 weeks later, I normally record a podcast on a Monday, but I am doing it on a Sunday, and I feel it's going to be like this for the next couple of weeks ahead, switching between a Monday and Sunday. But no matter when the podcast is out, you still got the whole week to jam to it until a new episode is out. But I hope you guys had an awesome week. Hope you're having an awesome weekend. I was not live on the Kino Isaac show on FM Stomp, UK based radio station, last night. That's also been on and off over the last couple of weeks just because of other tasks that needs to be done. I've mentioned this before on the podcast with load shedding schedules within South Africa. So I'm just trying to think on my feet and once again be spontaneous in just getting the best work out to you guys as possible, not rushing and then getting like stressed out about it and then anxiety kicks in. It's just not worth it. So that's advice for you guys also. You know, like I always was that person, you know, like I want to do like 10 million things in one day, in 1 week. Look, it's impossible. We're all human. We just need to delegate and we just need to make sacrifices, like the sacrifices I've been making on FM Stomp. You know, not proud sacrifices, but it's one of those unforeseen circumstances that I just have to adapt to. But I'm glad that I have the support of all my teams, especially at FM Stomp. So on the podcast today, I'm going to be keeping it real with you guys. Once again, telling you guys a true story, which I feel that is really going to motivate you depending on how you intake the information that I provide to you guys today and not make you feel bad about yourself. But I'm going to get to that in a minute. First up, we are going to jump into the top five trends according to Music Business Worldwide, or top five stories according to Music Business Worldwide for the past week. Number one on the list is Universal Music Group's $240 million bet on Chord Music. On February 28, Universal Music Group announced the $240 million acquisition of a 25.8% stake in Chord Music, a portfolio of around 60,000 songs, which includes Ryan Tedder, John Legend, The Weeknd, Lorde, and Diplo. So huge names linked to this portfolio. Currently, just gonna like break it down for you guys. The current distribution administration does not say who's it with at the moment, but it's going to be moved over, or distribution is going to be moved over to Virgin Music Group and administered by Universal Music Publishing Group. Like from all the mainstream labels, like the top five to pin it down, Universal Music Group has been making some huge acquisitions, like huge acquisitions. To some independent artists, this can be scary. To some independent artists, this can be like, wow, major shifts and major, you know, dopeness happening within the industry. It just depends how you take it. Like, I just see it on both sides of the string right now, both sides of the stick. Once again, you know, not being biased in this. So number two on the list, Universal Music Group is acquiring a stake in Complex via takeover focus on superfans and e-commerce. You see, what did I just say a second ago? Like Universal Music Group is what? They are making huge acquisitions. Like the name just keeps popping up each and every single week. And here they are in the top two of the top five stories of the week with two major acquisitions. It goes on to say that UMG will become a strategic partner in Complex alongside any other investors such as Goldman Sachs, Main Street Advisors, and Jimmy Iovine from Interscope Records, the founder of Interscope Records, via an agreed takeover that sees live video shopping platform Network, but spelled NTWRK, become the official owner of Complex and its networks. What will be UMG's strategic partner player? A fair assumption, it will include selling music-associated Supervan products such as sneakers, streetwear, collectibles, vinyl experiences. So I guess with the mandate of investing in Supervans, a topic we have discussed on the Kinoizer podcast, they are definitely taking it to a next level. I guess where the gold is at the moment for the mainstream labels, for the corporates. As an independent artist also, you know, like one of the things, you know, that my partners, my clients attempt to focus on is merchandise, like make it more accessible. Like it's a great stream of income to complement and back up your brand. So look into that. Number three, Believe praises TikTok, says platform offers valuable monetization for artists and labels. Of course, there's going to be the odd one out. And the odd one out a few weeks later has become Believe, where there's many parties, including myself, including Posh Magosh, a group we've backed up UMG's claim against TikTok for unfair royalty distribution, unfair payment. So, however, the CEO of Believe is taking a different approach. Number four, over 145 million fans attended 50,000 plus Live Nation events in 2023, with the company's financial year revenues up 36% year on year to 22.7 billion in its biggest year ever. Number five, major labels 1 billion copyright win against Cox Communications overturned on appeal. Not sure if we didn't mention this. This included an infringement lawsuit from Sony Music, from Universal Music, and Warner Music. So top three of the big five labels in the world opened up this lawsuit against Cox. So it's been overturned because they say the $1 billion penalty against Cox was not justified. So it's going to retrial. So I don't see Cox actually getting away with it or actually winning the case because there is proof of infringement. But I guess they're going to just go for like bringing down that figure of $1 billion. This once again just, you know, sends a strong message to the whole music economy, whether you be mainstream or whether you be independent, of how critically important it is to not infringe. Make sure whatever sample you want to use, whatever likeness you want to use, that you always covered. Make sure that you always covered and you get the correct approval. It's just like us, Posh Magosh Records. All these dope music that we've been releasing now since 2023, and now we're moving into 2024 with a Snoop Dogg feature, with a Bizarre feature, and more names to follow. You know, there's procedures, there's legal procedures to follow, there's licensing deals that needs to happen, there's licensing contracts that needs to be signed. I cannot just go and, you know, use my skills to now take out like a verse out of one of the old tracks, you know, remove the background music and then transfer that vocals now into a new beat and then release it. It's infringement. One of the topics that we discussed a few weeks ago was how is a track, a master track, where the BPM has changed, getting released onto Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube Music. Like, how does it even happen? Because there's not enough QA checks that's getting done. You know, you change the BPM of an original track and you put it onto the platforms, and now Spotify and all the DSPs have caught up with that, and they're saying, okay, no, it's fraud, but how does it even happen? But I guess, you know what, there's many loopholes when it comes to the music industry, the music economy, and you just need to be a good person. Just be a good person. Go based on values, virtues, principles, and just always do the right thing. Because in the long run, it's going to benefit you. You choose to actually do something illegal right now within the music economy. And look, as I said now, it's possible. You're not going to really go long term with your career. It's not going to work out for you. The long way is always the best way. So that is the top five trends that's happening in the music industry at the moment. My takeaways from this is that the moves Universal Music is making, like, that's motivation for me as a music entrepreneur. You know, like, I just never focus on one aspect or one niche of music production. You know, I couldn't just do that. I wanted to go, like, way deep into it, like all the way to the top as an investor, as an entrepreneur, as a producer, as a DJ. So don't remain comfortable. I said it can be two ways, where independent artists are feeling scared or they're feeling it as, look, this is something dope. For me, I like see where the dopeness comes from, because honestly speaking, it's motivation. It's motivation to just always stay on your feet and keep making the moves that matter. Even if you're not comfortable with it, make it. Build. So just take a sip of water. So the Kino as a podcast has always been about keeping it real, with real life stories that can help and motivate you guys and guide you guys forward. And I try to keep it as short as possible. And it's up to you actually to, you know, reprogram your mind, conscious and subconscious, and adjust your mindset, arrange it accordingly to actually relate to what I'm saying and put it into action, just like how my mentors and coaches and people I listen to, what they say, like I take action on it. You know, I can't just listen to them. I need to take action on it. So I'm going to go like way back. I'm going to go back to 2014 when Posh Magosh, at the time it was called Posh Magosh Events, and we were in the club industry. We were hosting events. That's when I started my career off as a professional club DJ, and that led into FM Stomp as a radio DJ. Quite cool. But starting off was not perfect for me. And I'm just going to focus on the DJ part, not the events part. And I recall starting off, like, there was so much changes I had to make for my life. And at times, people don't want to make the changes, because if you look at the DJ's lifestyle in the club, you know, you see the chicks and then you see all the drinking and the partying and so on. And to yourself, you think, oh no, that's a dope life to have. You know, it's a dope social life to have. It's an elite life to have. You are socialite, right? And then you go on and you make the mistake, but you get so caught up into the social part of the business and not focusing on the business part as a DJ. Because maybe even if you're just a DJ, you are a business and you need to conduct yourself as a business. And one of the mistakes that I made very early on when I went in to the scene, because I just got so caught up in the party itself, I got so caught up in the socializing and the drinking and the girls myself, that I lost focus on what meant most to me, which was DJing, which was, you know, going out there and showing people a good time and just taking people into worlds unknown with my music. Of course, it wasn't my own personal music, but, you know, this is a topic I discuss also, why I've stepped away from DJing for a bit, because of the whole PRO process. I'm trying to once again do the right thing. I made the mistakes that a lot of DJs are making out there today and going and playing music that was not mine. But of course, I didn't know all of this at the time, so hence why I feel it's, you know, my duty to pass this knowledge on to you so you don't make the same mistakes I made and you do the right things based on virtues, values, principles. Let's call it VVP going forward on the podcast. So I made the mistake of getting so caught up that I lost focus on my career. And it was one of the November events, like going in to December. I think it was called Care December. Yes, that's correct. It was the event that was called Care December. And I was on the slot, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 12 to 1 or it was 11 to 12. So anyway, that's like a lot. Like, keep in mind, the club opened up at 8. So I'm managing the event from 8 until my slot. And from the time the club opened, I was like drinking myself like there was no tomorrow. Like, was just like shot after shot, plus there were like shooter specials and so on, and I just never controlled myself. Then it comes time to play my slot. The whole set was a mess. In my mind, because I'm in a drunken state now, I'm thinking, nah, people are dancing, you know, it's all cool, all good, you know, Kino's happy, people happy, let's move on. And I just continued doing the same thing for an entire hour, not realizing all the mistakes I was making. And on one point, who was watching me, which was the owner of the club, which was Fakamata. And I come out of the set, and of, you know, why do people just dance to the music and not really listen to the set? Because they're also under the influence of, could be alcohol, could be drugs, could be both. And as long as they're listening to good sound, they don't care about the DJ set. And my mindset shifted when I started attending events and clubs to just socialize as a customer, as a consumer, where you actually hear, you know, the amount of fuck ups that DJs actually make, because, you know, they made the same mistakes I made, but they still continue to do it over and over again because they're only worried about getting paid and they know how to psychologically manipulate the dance floor. So back to the story. So I come out And I head over to the counter where one of my buddies, one of my associates at the time, was managing the counter. And he goes there and he says, the owner is not happy. And then I look into the mirror and I see him standing behind me. But what I love most about this guy, I'm not going to mention names on the podcast, what I love most about this guy is that even though he gave me that look, he never lost hope and faith in me. He must have seen something in me. Now, another owner where the guy who's hosting the event and the DJ who completely messed up the whole entire set for over an hour, where trucks were just jumping all over the place, you know, they would be like, you know what, we don't want you to DJ again. We don't want you to host again. That's it. You're out. You're fired. This guy just gave me that look, and it was, I think, a week or 2 weeks later, we were hosting another event at Whakamata. And from the time that we left, he never canceled the event. And I'm thinking, wow. You know, I wake up the next day and it's like full of regrets. Like, what did I do? He never contacted us. He never contacted me. He never canceled events. He never sent me a message. He never sent a message through my associates that he doesn't want me to DJ again. He gave me a second chance. And believe it or not, I went back to that follow-up event and I played one of my best sets ever in a sober mind. It was emotional, it was mind-blowing, and from there just got better and better and better until we hit one of our Friday events. And you know that feeling that you get, that amazing feeling of accomplishment that you get when people are just surrounding you at the DJ box and they, you know, shaking your hand and giving you a thumbs up and they're smiling and they're laughing and you've taken them into that world. But you know, either way, you take people into that world with your set because they're under the influence. But you can actually see the difference with people who really appreciate the music, who really appreciate the craft. And I felt so good about myself and I had so much gratitude for God. I had gratitude towards my team for still sticking with me. And I had gratitude towards the owner of Whakamata for giving me that second chance, for believing in me. And you know, even now, like it's hitting me, you know, even 10 years later, you know, that, well, not exactly 10 years, say 9 years and a couple months now, towards the end of this year will be 10 years, but just so much gratitude for the belief. And I'm going to pass this message down to you guys that if you've been in the situation, so I'm going to go down, I'm going to conclude with two things. If you've been in a situation where you've made a mistake, you know, can be the same, relatable to what I've told you about my personal story or something similar. You've made a mistake and let's just say that person never believed in you and they told you not to come back. There's no reason for you to give up because I never give up. You know, I'm grateful that he never fired me. I'm grateful that he never canceled the event or he never asked me to not DJ again. But you do not have the right to give up on yourself because if that person who let you go because you made a similar mistake to not believe in you, I'm here to tell you that I believe in you. As long as you are going by VVP, values, virtues, principles, and you know and you've taken accountability for your mistake, you need to keep going and you need to do better. So if you're in the same situation as me and you drank while you were going out there conducting yourself as a business and performing and mastering your craft and getting people to appreciate your craft and dance to your music, you need to control yourself or your habits. Like these DJs I know who do consume alcohol while they play. Some mainstream DJs as well. Some of the best EDM DJs in the world still consume drugs on their sets. But that's them. You need to identify what works for you. You've made the same mistakes. And it can be any form of mistake. But the one thing that you should not do to yourself, especially if you've taken accountability and you still believe in your craft, is not give up on yourself. Give up on yourself. Because I believe in you. I do believe in you. And you know, the second thing I want to say, like to conclude this, I think I sort of fitted into the first thing as well, is just always learn to take accountability. Like it's no one else's fault but yourself, right? If you did something that created something that was very negative and impacted your career, and doesn't be as a DJ, can be as an artist as well, any form of career you may have in the music economy, just always learn to take accountability. If you fucked up, accept that you fuck up and go out there the next day and do better. Don't be in the situation I was in and come back the next follow-up event and do the same thing that you did. Like, imagine if I came back in that follow-up event and I got sloshed again and I played a shit set again. Definitely, I would have been out. But what's worse than that, which is also part of the second thing I wanted to mention, is that your credibility, your brand, your name is tarnished. It can take you 10 years, 20 years to build a solid name, a solid brand. It can take one event, it can take one concert to tarnish it forever. So even as an artist, if you're going out to perform, and I don't give a fuck whether you are performing to 10 people or whether you're performing to 10 million people, control your habits. Know yourself. Know you are there to conduct business. Go out there, do your thing, give out your best performance. After that, get as fucked as possible, right? There's a day, you know, the after party afterwards, get as fucked as possible. But I know I said that everyone is different, but my honest advice from the bottom of my heart to each and every single one of you guys is that when you're conducting yourself as a business, stay away from any substances at all. For me, I just feel it's just the safest route to go about it. Like, even if you're used to it and doing it, you don't want to get to that point where there's this chance that you completely mess up and then that's it for you and that's it for your career. So that's keeping real with you guys today. And, you know, strange enough, it was only this morning. That's what I love most about the podcast. You know, it's not like planned 2-3 days ahead. That this morning, I woke, not really woke up, but I was chilling and the thought just came to me. I'd like, here's a real story to talk about. Let's be real with the guys, like we always have been. And I hope this added value to your life. So never give up on yourself. If you make mistakes, if you fail, you hit roadblocks, people don't believe in you, people fire you, take accountability, keep moving forward. As long as you've taken accountability, you're going down the right path. If you feel it was the other person's fault and you're going to start swearing them and you're going to continue behaving in the same manner, you're not going to survive long term in this industry. So that's it for the podcast. Hope this was valuable. And once again, something I've been trending with on the podcast over the last 3 weeks. Anything that you do not understand on the podcast, just on the podcast, you are more than welcome to reach out to me and I will explain it to you at no charge. No charge at all. Anything you do not understand on the podcast. And anything further and above to that, you want to join my community, you want to become one of my clients, you want to vibe with dopeness all year long, please hit up the Keno Isaac Consulting Agency. Peace out.